This is Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for the film The Fifth Estate, based on the real events of the WikiLeaks and the quest to expose corruption of power. Now, the inspiration for the film comes from Daniel Domscheit-Berg and his book Inside WikiLeaks, My Time with Julian Assange at the World's Most Dangerous Website. It also comes from David Lee's book WikiLeaks, Inside Julian Assange's War on Secrecy. Now, since starring in Rush, portraying Niki Lauda with assurance and humour, Daniel Brühl has fast become one of my most favourite actors. And in this role, he is once again hugely watchable and engrossing as Daniel Berg. And I, for one, am quite glad that the first choice, James McAvoy, wasn't able to accept as he was doing the Scottish play. A fine actor though he is, Daniel Brühl seemed to fit the part like a glove. Now, Peter Capaldi really did play a rather bored, non-adventurous newspaper man to perfection, just equally as David Thewlis plays a very hungry, always looking for an angle newspaper man. Very different opinions on how information should be disseminated. Now, I enjoyed how later in the film the title of The Fifth Estate was explained as a form of justification, if you like, for internet journalism, as The First Estate often allowed the electorate to have their say, and where would we have been without that? The question of free information was, as you can imagine, up for much examination in this film. Now, Alicia Vikander was excellent, as she was in Anna Karenina, and equally loyal to Daniel Brühl's character Daniel Berg as Annika Domscheit, and she played it with great sensitivity. Now, Benedict Cumberbatch was perfectly cast as the enigmatic and, well, he is a complete enigma, that is Julian Assange, who made it perfectly plain, in one sense, what his mission was, and that no editing should be allowed on his site. Yet, he seemed on a personal level to want to edit out exactly what he didn't want others to know, and he didn't appear to want anyone to get the full picture of who he was and his background. Now, I love the direction by Bill Condon, along with the cinematography. It set the scene perfectly to draw us into this thriller. It also made us feel like we were very much part of the fast-paced internet world, a lot of jump cuts and stylish photography. Now, it really helped that it had some very cool music, not unlike the Propellerheads and Daft Punk, and certain Hans Zimmer tracks rolled into one. It had an original slant, and Stompbox, written by Liam Black, I thought was really edgy and had a very cool feel to it. Overall, the film does pose a lot of questions. It leaves it up to you to decide. The ending isn't too conclusive, but if you prefer to make up your own conclusions, then this will sort of be the film for you. The portrayal of all of the characters was excellent, truly believable, and a really interesting film. For 2 hours, it zipped by, so I think it's really worth one to check out. And that was Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for the film The Fifth Estate.
Brooklyn's Radio.